WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 58 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A Brazos County grand jury is taking no criminal action against a Bryan policeman who shot a man on February 12th. District Attorney Jarvis Parsons issued a statement Tuesday that the grand jury concluded its review of evidence from his office along with Bryan Police and the Texas Rangers. Bryan Police has scheduled a news conference for this afternoon in response to the grand jury's decision involving Officer Stephen Laughlin's shooting of Calvin Baker. Parsons says body camera footage captured Baker pulling a black object from his back pocket and attempting to pointed at the officer. The officer then fired multiple shots at Baker. The DA's office says no criminal charges are pending against Baker, who has been released from the hospital, and Officer Laughlin has returned to full duty. You can read Parsons' news release online at WTAW.com. There are mixed reviews to changes in the order the Bryan City Council conducts its business.
The council's meeting on Valentine's Day marked the start of moving public comments to 5:30, where after finishing executive session matters behind closed doors. Something that did not change was requiring public speakers to give their home address. When former Councilman Rafael Pena refused to say anything more than he lived in Bryan, Mayor Andrew Nelson stepped in.
That's my understanding that I don't have to say my address. I wrote my address down on the deal. I just don't want to say my address. I want to say the city.
It's a basic requirement. We don't ask much. Can you put your address? Can you state your official address, please? Okay, you'd rather me do that? Okay, 510 West 15th Street. I'm not sure what the complication is there, but...
Last Tuesday, comments from public speakers included supporters and opponents to moving the time to 5:30 instead of 6. In addition to the time change, public comments at Bryan City Council meetings are no longer available as they happen, either on the city's website or on local cable. City records public comments, removes what the city considers are obscenities and appropriate materials and confidential information, then places it on the city website within 1 week of the meeting date. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Last October began a series of 9 public meetings in and around the Twin Cities to gather feedback about highway needs through the year 2050. The BCS Metropolitan Planning Organization has revealed its latest concept map, which is online at WTAW.com. Executive Director Dan Rudge says he was excited about the quality as well as the quantity of 1,300 responses.
We had talked about and considered in a lot of cases, but had gone in a different direction, and having the public come back and tell us, well, maybe you shouldn't have gone away from that direction, was helpful to us.
Major changes included moving an extension of FM 2818 from going through Emerald Forest to rerouting via Rock Prairie and a portion of Bird Pond Road. The MPO also changed Arrington Road from a 4-lane to a 3-lane. A College Station City Councilman took staff to task at its last meeting for taking an additional 2 years and spending an additional $1 million to replace computer software. Then James Benham joined the rest of the council in approving another $300,000 to an outside firm managing the project. City Manager Kelly Templin was not there when the original decision was made, dating back to when the city was dealing with the layoff of 59 employees.
Knowing what I know now, I do not think this project, something of this scale, should have been attempted, because folks are still working 60 hours a week on it.
The city of College Station's new software for payroll is projected to be finished in July and for utility billing this November. WTAW news time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 58 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or always online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Ready to get your license but don't want to wait months for an appointment at the DPS? Well, now you don't have to. Safeway Driving is now approved to offer the DPS road test for teens. Safeway's one-hour road service includes warm-up time before the test begins so that you can take your road test with confidence. Let Safeway's team of experts help you get on the road to your license on your schedule and at your convenience. To get on the road to safe driving, go to SafewayDriving.com or call 844-DRIVE-SAFE. That's 844-374-8372.
Hey folks, how's your lawn looking? Neighbors jealous? Well, they can be. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. With ABC's year-round lawn mowing and care program, the lawns we manage in Aggieland are consistently healthy. Our economical program uses efficient, slow-release turf enrichment products, great equipment, and our routes are staffed with skilled crews. That means a great-looking lawn at a great price. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Good morning, 712, the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. We're checking some weather, brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Called Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure takes control of our weather today, but it's not going to last for very long. Clouds will give way to partial sunshine. Temperatures will be up near 70 this afternoon. We'll see the cloudiness returning tonight. Lows will be 55 to 60. Clouds tomorrow, scattered showers in the forecast. Highs will be up around 75. We're mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 60 to 65. Clouds for Friday with scattered showers. Highs 75 to 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, A&M baseball coach Rob Childress weighs in on the Aggie baseball team's win over UT Rio Grande Valley yesterday. Meanwhile, Robert Williams and Tyler Davis garnered some awards for A&M basketball. And in the NBA, Dirk Nowitzki reached the 30,000-point milestone in his career as the Mavs took down the Lakers last night. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So at Olsen, did the scoreboard say UT?
UTRGV. UTRGV.
Okay, fine.
Yep.
Whatever. I mean, what do you put on your uniforms? And I mean, your business cards. It's just
it's a long name.
Of course, it used to be Pan American, which isn't all that short, but nonetheless. All right. So, Amazon reportedly working on a limited series about an all-girl rodeo. Set in the 1940s, when men were away fighting World War II, a bunch of Texas women got together and formed the first all-girl rodeo.
Ooh.
Yeah, got that for you, because today is International Women's Day. It's also Day Without a Woman. Organizers are asking women to take the day off from both paid and unpaid work to avoid shopping. And wear red in solidarity.
Unless you are shopping at a female-owned or ran
there you go,
company.
Sure, right.
Ah.
The
always find a loophole. I'm a woman. What
yeah.
can you say?
The Day Without Woman is a movement to recognize that women account for nearly two-thirds of minimum-wage workers in U.S. America, and women of color account for more than half of those earning minimum wage or less. On the other side, some women believe it misses the point that it's only for women who are in a position to walk away from what they're doing for a day
right.
without consequences.
Yeah, so which minimum wage job that yeah. you're very easily replaceable at, probably not a good idea yeah. just to not show up.
Mm-hmm. Didn't we do that immigrant thing the
right.
other day?
Yeah.
Just saying. But is the purpose of that, well, let me move on to this, and then I'll ask the question. Let's say that, oh, you're a female working with guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you get constantly interrupted by the men? There is now an app that is designed specifically to show how frequently men erupting. Okay. Okay.
Why are you sighing over there, Brad?
Men erupting? Come on.
The app is called Woman Interrupted. It uses your smartphone's microphone to analyze your conversations and track how many times men interrupt women in a given conversation. Mashable.com says the app was created by a Brazilian ad agency to coincide with the International Women's Day today.
Good timing.
Okay. App creators say they were inspired to create it in part by the presidential debate when then Mr. Trump repeatedly interrupted Hillary Clinton.
It's a debate.
Yeah, could happen.
And I even kind of feel the same way around here. We work in radio. We have to fight for time to talk.
Sure.
And yeah. So I interrupt people all the time, and I also get interrupted a lot.
I was going to say, I'm not so sure that it's necessarily misogyny involved here. I think people just interrupt people when they're talking just commonly. Anybody, men, women, whoever.
Caller.
When's the day without white Anglo-Saxon Protestant men?
Gonna be a while.
There is an International Day Without Men, or International Men's Day, November 19th.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for looking that up. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's on Sunday this year. Great.
Shouldn't it be on a Wednesday?
That's on Sunday.
Men's Day Wednesday.
Okay. No, Sunday. So we'll remind you on the 20th if you celebrated that the day before. All right, so here's what happens, is the app doesn't really record your conversations. Instead, it converts the voice. Sure, it doesn't. We'll have a story about that later, too.
Yep.
What it says is that it determines how often women are interrupted given the conversation, and it keeps tabs on how many times the men's voices overlap with the women's to determine the number of interruptions. It's available on Android or iPhone. Simple calibration process where the app basically learns your own voice, and that makes the tracking more accurate. When your conversation is over, the app will map out the number of interruptions, which you can then track over time.
Okay, but then what do? You take it to your boss, you show your coworker who always interrupts you, look, I've actually kept track. That's
look
not
what you're
change
doing
anything.
To me. And tell me what that is going to do.
Right, exactly.
All you're doing now is trying to get people angry with one another.
I guess
another.
You have numerical proof to someone to, you know, say, hey, he really does interrupt me all the time. He never lets me get a word in. Here are the numbers. But then it just makes you look kind of like,
well, and that's
whiny.
We're not trying to minimalize, because you're right. The job that we have is conversation driven.
Right.
So we are talking more than a lot of people do in their jobs. And I would presume that if you're in some sort of a discussion, and you're some sort of a focus group, some sort of a presentation, if you are a woman and you're getting interrupted, that's very frustrating. So I get that part. But to actually put an app together so that then you have a quantification, so you can go up and shake this in somebody's face and say, look at what you're doing, that's not going to solve anything.
Yeah.
It will address it, but it's not going to solve anything. Right. Hello.
Is there an app for how many times my wife interrupts me?
Well. See? I mean, you can switch it around.
I was
going to
say, I think that's the whole deal is, you know, I think people just interrupt people when they're talking. I don't think it has to do necessarily with gender. I mean, I'm not saying there aren't misogynists out there who do that.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
just saying, I don't think that's the commonplace thing.
Someone texted in and said, at my house, if my wife isn't talking, she's being interrupted.
Oh, hello.
At my house, if my wife ain't talking, she's being interrupted.
There you go.
Whoa!
Is that written somewhere on a wall?
I don't know, but all we just got to text her in a call. That's
there
great.
There you go.
That's
exact
great.
Exact same thing. And
then someone did text in about this. If men stayed home for International Men's Day and shut down their businesses and didn't go to work, liberals would complain men held too many positions and had too much power that women and minorities should have instead.
Yep.
Can't win.
Yep.
Can join the conversation, 979-695-1620 to text it in, or you can just call us without the area code. Hello.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Great. Hey, I was just remembering back to the book that men are from Mars, women are from Venus. It
yep.
says that women talk about 10,000 words a day, while men average an average of 4,000 words a day.
Yeah. That's good. Of course, we just say the same thing over and over again.
That's
right.
True.
Yeah. But no, I know what he's saying. Exactly right. But the reason is because guys talk about stuff and women talk about feelings. And it takes more words to talk about feelings than it does stuff.
Mm-hmm.
New survey asked people if they put ice in different drinks, that most people normally wouldn't. Here are the results. Red wine, 5% of people said they would put ice in that.
Classing it up there, yeah.
Milk, 5%. Beer, 6%.
Oh.
Yeah. White wine, 15%.
Makes more sense.
Yeah. And orange juice, 18%.
Hmm. Okay.
So, for your more traditional ice drinks, 86% put ice in soft drinks. And, you know, in a lot of places in the world, they don't.
Right.
Because they can't. Always remember when you're in Mexico, drink out of a straw, I'm just saying. did I say that out loud? 73% put it in water. 29% prefer iced coffee to hot coffee. Really?
How many?
29%.
Okay.
I think some of those things we don't necessarily normally think about putting ice in because we don't want to dull the flavor, like orange juice or milk or something like that. You don't want to water down your milk. You don't want to water down your orange juice. Like for soda, it makes sense. If you water that down a little bit, it just kind of eases the flavor.
I'm sorry. Milk and beer with ice is just weird.
Yeah. Beer with ice? Why would you want to water down your beer?
Pretty weird.
Party foul.
Now, the other thing survey also said, 26% of people drink iced tea over hot tea. Just 26%.
Hmm.
I think I heard Frito and Katie talking about these surveys the other day on Morning Candy.
Uh-huh.
And Frito believes that this survey was taken in the North.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
Everyone down here prefers iced tea over hot tea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I can remember when I was a little kid, we'd travel up there and we'd ask for tea and they'd bring tea. Not iced tea.
Oh,
and
right. Oh, okay.
Then all they do is they take the hot tea and pour it over ice, which is different.
It's not the same.
It's not the same thing at all.
Right.
But
and
again.
You know, and now they've even gotten better about iced coffee or cold brew coffee, which is brewed cold. So it's a little bit more potent. Therefore, when you do put ice in it, you're not actually watering down the strength of it.
Yeah,
they would just take hot coffee or coffee that was brewed hot, pour it over ice, then you already have like melted ice, watery coffee by the time you get to it.
All right, so you still get your caffeine jolt,
right,
which
exactly
is the way that you need it.
And the good taste, yep.
Oh, yeah, all that stuff. Well, and again, it has, especially if McDonald's is doing it, then yeah, you know that's a mainstream kind of a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Now, they do make those little things, those little like plastic ice cubes that, you know, you put in the freezer and they're full of like a liquid or whatever, that when they, you know, melt or get warm, they don't water down your beverage.
Oh.
So I could see maybe putting that in like a wine if you prefer it to be chilled and you don't want to put ice in it to water it down, but it's at room temperature and you just need to drink it now.
I guess I didn't know that existed. I mean, it makes sense. I'd never thought about that being part of the world, but
sure, yeah.
Okay, they're made out of like Lucite or something.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, and they're full of like one of those gels or whatever that freezes.
And we'll find out in 5 years they cause cancer.
Yeah, of course.
Aside from that... And aside from that,
due to the overwhelming response to evening and weekend appointments, University Pediatric Association is now offering new walk-in hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment necessary. If you need to see a pediatric specialist in a moment's notice, then UPA is the place for you. Award-winning UPA, open 7 days a week. Click on upadocs.com for a complete listing of operational hours. University Pediatrics Association, celebrating 40 years of caring for your kids.
It's madness, I tell you. Madness. And it's all March long.
So, what's up with him?
Oh, he just heard about the Paradise Oasis Pools March Pool Sale.
Okay, so what's the big deal?
For the entire month of March, Paradise Oasis Pools is offering an in-ground pool with decking and all Hayward pool equipment with PebbleTec pool finish for only $32,000.
That is madness.
To see these beautiful pools and take advantage of this madness in March, go to ParadiseOasisPools.com. Some restrictions apply.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money, it's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace and Company.
Hi, I'm TJ Reese. At Ingram Wallace and Company, our knowledge of tax laws and legislation allow us to identify key tax planning opportunities to minimize what you owe. Let us develop a strategy for you or your business.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace and Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
Good morning, 725 Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holland Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. About 74 for a high temperature today. Tonight down to 62. close to 80 on Thursday and Friday. Chances of rain start out at about 30% on Friday and then elevate to 60% during the day. Then Friday night down to 63. On Saturday, we'll be in the upper 70s and a 50-50 chance of showers, but Sunday looks nice. Sunshiny and a high of 66 degrees with north winds. Currently winds out of the east at 7. Here we have overcast skies. It's 58.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
You know, California Republicans might no longer be in a caboose. Last month, the entire California Republican congressional delegation made tracks to Trump's new transportation secretary, Elaine Chao. They asked her to put the brakes on a $650 million federal grant that Obama had approved to supposedly upgrade Caltrain. It's a commuter railway that runs through Silicon Valley and through Nancy Pelosi's district. Caltrain was going to share tracks with a new high-speed bullet train that Governor Moonbeam had rammed down taxpayers' throats at a cost of $68 billion. That project, supposed to connect L.A. and San Francisco, is already $4 billion over budget and 7 years behind schedule. Republicans asked for a full audit of the grant money. They want to make sure that none of the funding finds a backdoor into Governor Moonbeam's boondoggle bullet train. Now, for the first time in years, California Republicans got a thumbs up from the White House. The Trump administration agreed to put Obama's $650 million grant on hold. That's good news for taxpayers, bad news for big spending leftists. And they're beside themselves. High-tech big shots in Silicon Valley and the state's elected Democrats want the money, and they want it now. These same high-tech leaders did nothing but slam Trump during the campaign. And yet here they are begging him for money when they've got more money than anybody else in the world. But now, Caltrain has run into the Trump train, and their little choo-choo, it's derailed, folks.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
This is going to sound like a horror story, but for some people, it's a reality. Imagine, you head to the mailbox after doing your taxes. You reach in, you think you're going to get your tax refund, only to find that somebody's already filed and gotten your return. Identity thieves can use your personal information to file for your refund or commit other forms of ID theft. Now, last year, the IRS identified approximately $4.1 billion in suspected tax refund fraud due to ID theft. Now, thankfully, there's LifeLock. With LifeLock, you have access to a team of U.S.-based specialists who know the steps to take to fix identity issues, whether it happens during tax season or any other time. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions in all businesses, but nobody is better than LifeLock. Join now, 10% off by using promo code RUSH. Call 800-440-4833. Or go to LifeLock.com, use promo code RUSH, and save 10%.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News time is 7:30. It's 58 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Public feedback is credited with changing long-range highway plans in and around the Twin Cities. The BCS Metropolitan Planning Organization unveiled a revised concept map showing more than $2 billion of projects through the year 2050. The new map, which you can see online at WTAW.com, does not include projects to handle increased traffic in the Northgate District.
College Station is the fourth largest downtown during the workday, and if you compare our roadway network to what exists in San Antonio and Austin, we're way behind the curve.
MPO Executive Director Dan Rudge thanked those who provided 1,300 comments during a series of 9 public meetings since last October. Comments about the revised map are being taken through a week from Friday. Major changes include dropping the idea of extending FM 2018 through Emerald Forest. Instead, the route along Rock Prairie and Bird Pond Road and Arrington Road would become a 3-lane instead of a 4-lane road. A Bryan policeman will not face criminal charges in the shooting of a local man last month, nor will the man who was shot after police responded to a disturbance call. Bryan Police has scheduled a news conference for this afternoon following the decision by a Brazos County grand jury, which was announced by District Attorney Jarvis Parsons. A City of College Station project taking 4 years instead of 2 to complete and cost going from $4 to nearly $5 million was discussed at this city council's last meeting. Councilman James Benham took city staff to task before being part of a unanimous vote to spend an additional $300,000 to outside consultants replacing computer software.
My challenge in pegging the blame on this on staffing conditions at the time is that those were known. You knew what staff you had available. You knew what financial resources you had available.
City Manager Kelly Templin, who was not there when the original decision was made, says this project should have not been started.
The staff and council at the time knew that we weren't going to add positions while we laid off 59 people, particularly in parks. And as a result of stagnant wages for years, as a result of the recession, we lost a number of people. We had great difficulty in IT hiring in particular. And as a result of the hours of this project, we lost critical members of the staff that actually took lower paying jobs at the university, the foundation, and other places.
The City of College Station's new software for payroll is projected to be finished in July and for utility billing this November. Changes have been made to when you can speak at Bryan City Council meetings.
Last month, the decision was made to separate public comments from the agenda business of the council's evening meeting. Your opportunities now sit at 5:30 or after the council finishes its executive session business behind closed doors. Public comments are followed by agenda business at 6. At the last council meeting, public speakers had mixed reaction. One was going to be inconvenienced by starting 30 minutes sooner.
But I'm still going to be here. I knew you silenced 1 week, but I didn't know you always silenced it. But I do know, because of your citizens and being on television, that I've gotten calls from people across the country, including some of your relatives.
Another was opposed to capping the total time for public comment at 25 minutes.
The fishbowl of the workshops and private meetings, some things may begin to sound like a really good idea. But it might be good to hear if more than approximately 8 citizens think it's a really bad idea.
One supporter thought public comments were no longer being televised.
I was just here to thank the council for taking the Hear Citizens off of the TV, because I wouldn't be here if I was on TV, because it's very intimidating. And then the other thing was to thank you guys for changing the time to where it's before the meeting, so that the meeting will start at 6, and so that people at home can watch it on TV and know that it's going to start at 6. Instead of waiting till later.
The speaker was partially correct. Public comments are no longer being televised live. Within a week of the meeting, a recording of the video is posted to the City of Bryan website. It could be edited, according to the city, to remove obscenities, any display of information that the city considers confidential by law, or the display of what the city considers inappropriate materials. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
And a district judge has put a hold on a Texas Department of Agriculture rule change that would allow the use of a poison to help curtail the state's estimated 2.5 million feral hogs. The Austin American-Statesman reports a restraining order was sought by a company that processes meat from wild hogs. Lawyers for Wild Boar LLC argued that the poison would impose a burden on ranchers trying to graze animals in nearby pastures and will cause economic damage to the hunting and meat processing industries in the state. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 58 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom, precision-cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over a million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welborn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Good morning, it's 7:36. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure takes control of our weather today, but it's not going to last for very long. Clouds will give way to partial sunshine. Temperatures will be up near 70 this afternoon. We'll see the cloudiness returning tonight. Lows will be 55 to 60. Clouds tomorrow, scattered showers in the forecast. Highs will be up around 75. We're mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 60 to 65. Clouds for Friday with scattered showers. Highs 75 to 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M baseball team took down UT Rio Grande Valley yesterday and on Olsen. We'll hear from Coach Rob Childress on the win. Meanwhile, the A&M softball team takes the field tonight against Sam Houston. And in the NBA, the Mavs bested the Lakers last night. But the big story was Dirk Nowitzki's 30,000 career points. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And Chelsea, I'm sorry I interrupted
Am
you.
Am I allowed to talk now? Am I allowed to finish my sign off?
Yes, odds? Yes, please do. Please do.
Hold on.
All right.
Okay. Isn't it funny I say it every time and I feel like I still need it in front of me?
Okay. Oh, that happened. Right. Oh, yeah.
I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's all right. My hand is going by.
I hit the key.
So anyway, so on that day. Let's head off to Washington, D.C. Congressman Bill Flohr is joining us this morning. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Great to be on AFL Maniacs. I wish Chelsea would go ahead and do my report for me.
Yeah. You want to do that, Chelsea? Yeah.
You know what? I'll let him take this one.
Okay.
I'll let him
take this one. All right. Well, we'll do that. Well, I guess clearly the news, we've been talking about it for a couple of weeks, and so the Republican version of what this will be was laid out yesterday. Speaker Ryan basically, I guess, is it safe to say this is a two-step process that we're trying to do here?
We actually have three phases to deal with health care altogether. Phase one is what we're working on starting this morning. It's using reconciliation to repeal as much of Obamacare as we can and then replace certain elements to stabilize the insurance markets. The reason we have to do it in three phases, we only have 52 votes in the Senate. We don't have 60. If we had 60, you could just do everything in one fell swoop. The second step is for Dr. Price, as the Secretary of HHS, to do as much as he can administratively. And then the third element will be more the regular order where the House and Senate each pass bills, but you've got to have 60 votes in the Senate. And then the President signs those. So we're working on phase one right now.
Now, I'd like to go back, I guess, to last week. You and I were talking about how you were going to do the markup, and the next thing we know, Rand Paul is standing outside the room where y'all are meeting with a bunch of reporters, and he had a copy machine, and he wanted a copy of the document. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct. Here's what was going on. We've had thousands of hours of listening sessions. We've had testimony from hearings last year. The most important thing that we've had to get done, which we just got done on Sunday, is to get 10 governors to get together, 5 from expansion states and 5 from non-expansion states, get together and tell us what works for the states. Because that's what makes this work, is when you put the take the power out of Washington bureaucracies and you put it back in the governor's hands on Medicaid, that's how we fix this. And so we didn't get that schematic, if you will, until this weekend. And then the bill was written. And then the bill, according to our rules, has to be dropped 3 days in advance. So it was dropped on Monday, Monday evening. And so there was really nothing for Rand to look at when he was putting on his little dog and pony show for the press.
Well, he got plenty of coverage for that. So now the process begins, and it's basically now you're in energy and commerce, and tell me how that is affecting this legislation as you try to put it together.
Yes, there are two principal committees of jurisdiction, Ways and Means and Energy and Commerce. Both of us start this morning in marking this bill up. And the Ways and Means Committee is going to basically look at things that have to do with dollar signs on the tax side. They'll look at the tax credits that are being used instead of subsidies to help low-income families buy their health care coverage. They'll be looking at other financial and fiscal aspects as well. We will be doing most of the plan design policies, legislative components of this. And I'm expecting the Democrats will offer 100-plus amendments to the bill. So we've been advised to be ready to mark up for 12 to 24 hours starting at 10:30 this morning.
Wow. Well,
and the Ways and Means Committee, they won't have as much to do, but they'll still be busy as well.
We already know that that there are certainly a couple of groups within. The Freedom Caucus does not like this. The Club for Growth does not like this. How do you get this ironed out so that even the factions within the Republican Party can be on board?
Well, the outside groups, I can't say anything about them. They're trying to raise money off of this. If you look at every single email that you get from the outside groups, they're raising money. There are also a number of outside groups that are supporting it, and they will be weighing in fairly quickly, outside conservative groups. And once we get the numbers from CBO next week, I think a lot of people are going to support this. The thing I find really humorous about the Freedom Caucus is the original plan to do this was to have a repeal bill based on the 2015 reconciliation bill that we had a couple of years ago, the one that was vetoed by President Obama, and then to do the replacement elements. But the Freedom Caucus sort of threw a fit and said, no, we want to have repeal replace altogether. And now they reversed course and they said, no, we want to separate it and just vote on the 2015 bill. Well, they fought the 2015 bill back in 2015, and virtually every one of them voted for it at the end of the day. So I'm thinking a lot of this is sort of driven by wanting to get people's pictures on TV and faces on TV, things like that. I can't find a substantive reason to be against this. I will tell you, we don't vote on many perfect bills, and this one is not perfect, but it gets us about 80% of the way there. So the choice that I have as a policymaker is, when I put that voting card in the slot on behalf of our constituents, I can vote no and keep everything in place today, which is just utterly failing. Or I can vote yes and start moving away from Obamacare in a material way and to reform Medicaid and to help give our families a fighting chance when it comes to health care.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us from Washington, D.C. It was basically a hallmark of the Barack Obama administration that he didn't get on the phone, he didn't work the phones, he didn't work the members of Congress. Have you got an idea that this president is going to handle that differently?
It's already going on, yes. You saw Tom Price's press conference yesterday. He came out full-throated and said that he is in favor of this bill. The president came out and said he supports it. He said it's a great bill. Let's get it done. That's his exact quote. Then Sean Spicer spent an extended press conference with the press yesterday, walking through what's in the bill and told the press why the president likes it. And then, true to form, President Trump went after Rand Paul on Twitter last night. And so I was in a dinner with Speaker Ryan, and one of his aides walked in and showed him his iPhone and said, it started. Trump started lighting up Rand. I don't know what Rand's deal is. Rand's introduced something that looks like Obamacare Plus. So you take everything that Obamacare's got, and then you you keep it in place and you add some other things, and it's a train wreck waiting to happen. I just don't know where he is. He's running for president or something, I guess.
Well, there are a lot of people who have concerns. Number one, will their premiums go down? Number two, what happens to the kids who are under 26 and their parents' insurance? And number three, are we going to be able to cross state lines to be able to buy our insurance? Tell us basically where we are on those three things.
Yes, on questions one and two, 26 and keeping young people till 26 on parents' insurance and also family premiums, those are true. The premiums should go down. We're going to cover folks till they're 26. The third one about buying cross state lines, that's going to have to be a phase three bill because we can't do that in reconciliation. So we're going to have to get the Democrats to vote for that. I don't think the Democrats would vote against allowing families the option of buying something across state lines, but we will see. But we do have a strategy to deal with all the elements that can't be done with 60 votes. If they fail to pass on a standalone basis, we've got something we can add it to get it where they can't vote against it, and we'll get it done. So you'll be able to buy across state lines. We'll get rid of antitrust protections for insurance companies. That'll happen through phase three as well. And we'll get all that done, and we'll be voting on all those same things during the week of March 20th.
Safe to say this pretty well takes up all the energy of the Congress right now?
Well, it certainly got me wrapped up for 24 hours and all the members of Energy and Commerce and Ways and Means as well. But, yeah, everybody's waiting to see what we roll out when we wrap up this markup in the next several hours.
Yep, we'll be looking forward to that. Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on the website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning, Congressman.
Great to talk to you, Scott. I'd ask your listeners to continue prayer for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
Yes, sir. Thanks.
Howdy, this is Pat Sefcik. It's been over 40 years since my dad, Leon, opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sefcik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sefcik's Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Brenham National Bank believes that when you need money from an ATM, you don't want to drive all over town looking for your bank's ATMs. That's why with reward checking or reward tunes checking from Brenham National Bank, you can use any ATM you can find and we'll refund your ATM fees. It's easy to get what you need. Ask us about reward checking or reward tunes checking from Brenham National Bank. Use any ATM you can find. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
There's an old saying that the way to a husband's heart is through his stomach, but even more than a good meal, what a man is hungry for is respect from his wife. Too often, the mere suggestion that wives should respect their husbands gets twisted into something negative. Some think it implies that men are superior to women. The truth is, respect, properly understood, can transform a good marriage into a great one. Respect is the very relational mechanism that creates the love wives are looking for in their marriages. For guys, respect is like air. They need it. It's what inspires soldiers to serve and die for each other. It's what motivates athletes to battle one another in a game. And it's what enables husbands to battle for their marriage and to love their wives more deeply. Showing your husband respect can be as simple as making eye contact with him and listening when he talks to you or to other people. You can publicly affirm him when you're together with friends and on social media. Compliment him and tell him exactly what you love about him. Healthy, proper respect for your husband, as I'm describing, is never degrading to a wife. It'll elevate you in your husband's eyes and connect the two of you at the heart level in deeper and more intimate ways. Your husband is hungry for respect, and respect is one of the most important keys you have for unlocking your husband's heart. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Follow the world's best golfers at the 81st Masters Tournament, April 3rd through the 9th, on the tournament's official website, masters.com. Log on all week long to experience a tradition unlike any other, and follow the Masters on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Masters.com offers live, full-screen HD video coverage, including the par 3 contest, plus real-time scoring, up-to-the-minute tournament news, and more. Masters.com, your official online source for the 2017 Masters.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy, it's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now.
800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:52. The number 12 Aggie baseball team used a 9-run sixth inning to put the UT Rio Grande Valley Vaqueros away in a 16-7 triumph yesterday on Olsen Field. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
You know, we're not going to apologize for any ugly wins, and, you know, it would have been real easy for us to let that one get away. We didn't do that, and, you know, thought the turning point of the game was in the bottom of the fifth. Austin Holman gets hit by a pitch, first base. You know, hustles on a pass ball all the way to third. I felt like that gave us some life and energy. We ended up taking the lead there and running away from them in the sixth inning. I mean, we had 12 unbelievable at-bats in a row, and I think we scored 7 of those 9 runs with 2 outs. I mean, I couldn't say enough about the offense there. And we got Tristan Bayless in the game. I thought he was really sharp and kind of settled things down for us the last 3 innings.
The Aggies and Vaqueros return to action today with a first pitch slated for 3 p.m., and you can hear the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the number 5 Texas A&M softball team hits the road for a midweek matchup against Sam Houston State today at the Bearcat Softball Complex. First pitch tonight slated for 6:30 p.m., and you can catch that one on Willie 1550. In A&M men's basketball, freshman standout Robert Williams was named SEC Defensive Player of the Year yesterday as the league's coaches announced their annual awards. Additionally, Williams earned a spot on the SEC's all-freshman and all-defensive teams. Meanwhile, sophomore Tyler Davis was honored yesterday as the U.S. Basketball Writers Association released its all-district teams. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy on his players' awards.
Very, very proud of him. You know, there's only so many spots, but both of those guys had really good years, and it's a credit to our team and the guys who got them the ball and their play.
The Aggs begin their run at the 2017 SEC Tournament in Nashville on Thursday when they face Vanderbilt at 6 p.m. Pregame for that one will be at 5:30, and you can catch the action right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. In A&M football, junior wide receiver Christian Kirk doesn't know who will be throwing him passes or who will be lining up beside him when the 2017 season begins, but he likes the possibilities. Here's Kirk on which wide receivers so far remind him of himself.
I would say all of them. I mean, they're all in the same position as I was. There's plenty of positions that are open right now and plenty of opportunities for those guys to play. It's just a matter of how hard they're willing, able to work, and you know, how bad they want to go out there and play.
Kirk, who is teaching the young receivers, is also helping decide who will be the A&M's third starting quarterback in 3 years. In Major League Baseball, Texas Rangers right-hander Yu Darvish says he no longer has having strange feelings in his elbow when he starts throwing again in a new inning or game. Darvish returned to the Rangers rotation late last May after missing all of the 2015 season following Tommy John surgery during spring training 2 years ago. And in the NBA...
down low against Larry Nance.
Yeah. Naturally, that one's hard to hear because Dirk Nowitzki scored the 20 points he needed for 30,000 in his career, and the Dallas Mavericks celebrated with their second straight home win over the Los Angeles Lakers, a 122-111 victory last night. The 7-foot German became the sixth NBA player and the first international one to reach the milestone. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, Brad. It's time for our deal of the day. Today, it's a 2013 Kia Soul four-door hatchback. Great mileage. You're going to get that for $9,999. Yeah, under $10,000 for a 2013 Kia Soul. It is Truck Month at Team Ford of Navasota, and you can get the hookup with all kinds of trucks, of course. And because the F-150 has been the leading selling truck for 40 years running, that's the best place to start. While you're there, if there's something you'd like to add on to your truck, grill guard, step side, lights, sound, tent, whatever, they can do that for you at Texas Custom Outfitters. And the best part is they can roll that all into the financing, so it's just one check. You don't have to write two different checks if you don't want to. Make the short drive south to Team Ford of Navasota, or you can find them online at teamofnavasota.com.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where 2Video comes in. We convert 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, photos and slides, and even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. 2Video is a local company, and you can find us online at 2video.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church.
Have you ever been tired? I mean, really tired. Have you ever been so tired that you just wanted to start over? Jesus says in Matthew 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
Explore more at Life Church Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. How you doing today, Matt?
I'm great, Brad. How are you doing today?
I am awesome. Now, I got a couple of questions for you here. If somebody is looking to add a pool to their home and they don't know exactly where to start, the question I have for you is, do you guys help them design a pool that will go well with their home?
Yes, Brad. In fact, we take our time with customers. We really like to sit down with them and try to get a feel for what they really want and then design something perfect for their backyard.
Speaking of backyards, if you have a backyard that's, say, low on surface area. Let's say that you kind of have a smaller backyard. Do you guys help design pools that will fit in a small backyard?
Yeah, it's funny because backyards have become increasingly smaller, and yet customers want to put more and more in them. So we actually employ a lot of technology that allow us to put some really high-end, beautiful pools in some smaller areas.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click Sunshine Fun Pools.com.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit CTWP.com today.
Hey, hey, good morning. Infomaniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. And Brian in Navasota, let's hear it for former Sheriff of Love County, Oklahoma, Joe Russell.
Joe.
Joe was arrested July 2016 on a number of charges. Stated that Russell was maintaining a methamphetamine lab in his house for his son, Willie. Willie was convicted on federal court in 2015 of dealing meth. The affidavit also stated that Willie would sell the meth out of the house where his daddy lived. Also accused of allowing a fugitive named Sarah Bamberg to live in the same house, even though there were active warrants against Sarah. See, that was her son's girlfriend.
Of course. Yeah.
You know, got to let her go ahead and stay at the house.
It's all about that police protection.
Yep.
That's right.
And he kept reminding her she was in a safe haven until the girl moved out. Well, then Sheriff Joe went and did his duty and arrested the girl and the new man who she'd moved in with.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did I say that he was sentenced to 1 year unsupervised probation and had to pay a fine of $370?
That's how they do it in Love County.
I guess so.
It's all about the love.
Yeah, got that happening. All right, our day-to-day weather-wise going to be all right, about 75 or so for a high temperature. And then tomorrow, near 80, be a chance of showers on Friday. It's 58 right now at 8 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Brian.